What's going on, guys? Damien here, back for episode 6 of Goal to Go, and I'm sorry for not posting a pregame of the Eagles-Redskins game. It's coming up on finals week, and it's just a little bit of a stressful time. However, the day after the game, I want to talk to you guys about two things. One, obviously the postgame of the Eagles-Redskins, and two, Kareem Hunt and this whole ordeal. I post about it on my Instagram, which is at goal_2_go_. Shoot me a follow if you want to, you know, keep up to date on some Eagles stuff. But let's first off talk about this game. So for those of you that may not know, the Eagles won 28-13 against the Washington Redskins, which officially puts us at 6-6, tied with the Redskins. However, we have a better divisional record, therefore we're second in the NFC East. A clear game behind the Dallas Cowboys, who we play next Sunday. This sets us up really well. This is our first winning streak, as sad as it is to say, in the season. We won two straight last week against the Giants, this week against the Redskins. And it's just nice to have a little bit of momentum as the season starts to round out. But to dive further into this game, like I said, it was 28-13, and based on the score, it sounds like a pretty good game, and overall there were some good things, but there was also some really bad things that I saw. I'll go over some stats right now. I'll start with the quarterbacks. Colt McCoy, who actually ended up getting injured in this game, he started off 4-for-4 though, and he was sacked once, so he was having a decent game. And then Mark Sanchez comes in, and that's when I kind of knew. I was like, I feel like we have this game. If we really lose to Mark Sanchez, who just recently got signed no more than like 2 weeks ago and probably doesn't have a good grasp of the play calling, oh, that would be a sad, sad day. But it's okay because we pulled out the game. Mark Sanchez was 13-for-21. He started off a little hot, but he trailed off towards the end of the game. And he only threw for 100 yards and one interception. Now, I'll get to that later. Interception, I mean. And Carson Wentz, we'll get to his stats. He was 27 of 39, which isn't bad. It's 69%. 306 yards, which is just above the average. He had 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. He had a 98.9 quarterback rating, which really isn't that bad, honestly. When it came to the rushing attack, we finally gave Josh Adams the carries. We have back-to-back games of giving him 20-plus carries, and I'm really liking the results. He had 20 rushes for 85 yards, which is just over 4 a carry, and that's great. Now, we had Corey Clement carry the ball 5 times, and even Darren Sproles carry the ball 4 times on his return, which was, it was so nice to hear that he was returning again, because he hadn't played since week 1 against the Falcons, and he's just been bothered by a hamstring. He's declared that this was his last year, so it's just nice to see him out there getting some reps, and he even got a touchdown. And then when it comes to the rushing attack of the Washington Redskins, Adrian Peterson had 9 rushes for 98 yards, which is an 11-yard per carry average just about. But I'll get to that in a bit because that does sound a lot better than it actually is. So breaking down the game, we start off strong, we get the ball first, and we go down, and we drive, and we score a touchdown. It was actually a very beautiful touchdown. It was about a 7.5-minute drive, which is very, very long. And it was the only score of the first quarter. We drive, and then we get a 6-yard touchdown from Carson Wentz to Golden Tate. But it was just the elusiveness. It was almost like the Carson Wentz of old, where I saw him stop, plant his feet, break a defender's ankles, step up in the pocket, roll out, and he delivered a strike to Golden Tate, who caught it, ended up falling, but he still got the touchdown, and then he did the worm in the end zone, which was pretty funny. So then, moving on to the second quarter, this is when it starts to get a little sketchy, because we give up a field goal, which wasn't anything bad, but then we don't do anything on offense. We give the ball back to the Redskins, and Adrian Peterson shows that AP all day still got that juice. He is one of my favorite players. I hate the fact that he's on the Redskins because, you know, he has to be a rival. But when he was on the Vikings, man, he was a god. And he still showed he had some of that. He ran up the middle for 90 yards. So remember earlier how I said he had 9 for 98? Well, 90 of those came on one play, and he was held for 1 yard per carry on every other carry throughout the game, which is very bad. Very, very bad. But at that point, we're down 10-7. It's looking a little sketchy. However, about a minute 46 left before halftime, we score. Darren Sproles gets in the end zone, which also made me happy because, like I said, it's been a while since he's played. And on that play, confirmed to me on the Darren Sproles touchdown that Jason Kelce is the best center in all of football. I've never seen a center straight up get to the second level, block a linebacker with one arm while you keep running with the running back, and end up pushing the guy you're blocking into another guy while essentially escorting Darren Sproles into the end zone. It was such an athletic play, and it's one of those things where it's like, I know linemen don't get looked at, but geez, he deserved some credit there because that was amazing. So at that point, we're up 10-14. Right before halftime, the Redskins score a field goal, so it's 13-14 going into the half. Nothing happens in the third quarter. Both teams are held scoreless. It's very defensive. And then going into the fourth quarter, it's just all us. It's completely and utterly all us. We score. It was Carson Wentz to Jordan Matthews. It was a nice little 4-yard pick play. It showed some great patience by Jordan Matthews. So that was one of those things that I really like to see. And we go for 2 just to make it a 9-point game. Just, you know, to essentially put the game away. And then we get 2 more field goals. Put us up by 15. And they don't score throughout the rest of the game. So we ended up winning by 15. And it was a great win overall. There was a few things that I wish we could have done differently. And obviously, you know, you live and you learn, but I'm just glad that even with leaving some plays out there, even with some sloppy footwork by Carson, I feel like we were able to churn out a good win. And I know we're not going to get the credit for it that we deserve since it was against the Redskins, who were banged up and they have Mark Sanchez, you know, leading their team. However, there was some really good things that I saw and some hope that it gave me for this next week against the Dallas Cowboys. Because defensively, I think holding any team to 13 points, regardless of their quarterback, is always great. And Rasul Douglas, I really want to give him some credit where credit is due, because he actually led our team in tackles. He had 7 tackles. And I believe there was a drive, maybe in the third quarter it was, where he had 2 tackles for loss back-to-back. And it was just one of those bright spots where it's like, wow, he can do it. I see he can do it. I just need him to consistently do stuff like that. Because if he can consistently get tackles for loss on screenplays, and if he can consistently lock up, that'd be fantastic. Because nobody on their receiving end really hurt us that bad. Honestly, nobody had a touchdown on the receiving end. The only touchdown they had the whole game was that 90-yard run. So if we can just limit big plays like that, I think we'll be good. We definitely can't let Ezekiel Elliott bust off a 90-yard run. Because, that would be bad. That'd be tragic. But overall, on the receiving end, the Redskins weren't really doing much. Josh Doctson had 3 for 51. Jamison Crowder had 4 for 36. Jordan Reed had 4 for 21. Chris Thompson had 3 for 18. Vernon Davis had 2 for 15. And Michael Floyd had 1 for 9. So overall, nobody was really eating on us, which that was great to see. And I don't hold Dak to a very high standard, regardless of how he's been playing recently. I know if we get the pressure, he will fold. And they don't really have that many receivers. The only receiver that I'm worried about for the Dallas Cowboys is Amari Cooper. And there wasn't really anyone other than Jordan Reed that I was slightly worried about on the Redskins, and we held him in check. Like I said, 4 for 21, he really wasn't doing anything. However, on our receiving end, we actually had some great chemistry. We had 7 receptions for Golden Tate for 85 yards, which is exactly what I wanted to see. I wanted to see him get involved in this offense. I like to see us throwing screens to him, let him do that run after catch action that he loves to do, because up to this point, he was leading the league in run after catch yards, so if it's something he likes to do, let's let the man do it. Next, we got Zach Ertz, who had 9 receptions for 83 yards. He was targeted 10 times, so that's a 90% completion rate between Wentz and Ertz, which is fantastic. I love to see their chemistry develop. And Zach Ertz, he is closing in on that NFL record of receptions in a year for a tight end. They were talking about it because Jason Witten was one of the commentators, and he had 110 receptions back in 2012, I believe it was. And Zach Ertz, up to this point, he's getting very close. With 9 receptions in that game, he is sitting at 93 receptions on the year, and we still have 4 more games to go. All he needs is 17 more receptions. 17 more. That's not that many. I honestly think that would be such a fantastic way to show that Zach Ertz is here and he's here to stay, because he doesn't get enough credit as the best tight end in the league. That's one of my hot takes. I honestly think Zach Ertz, as of right now, is the best tight end in the league. People debate me on that based on the amount of targets he gets, but if you can't stop it, why would you not, you know, why would you not feed him? So I think based on the amount of production he has, he is the best tight end in the league. He is about to break Jason Witten's record, like I said, and that's going to be fantastic when he does. I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to break it, because he gets targeted like 10 to 12 times a game, and he's going to come up with at least 70% of those every single game. If not, maybe have a game like this one where he caught 90% of the balls thrown to him. And you can't stop him. He's athletic. He can block. He can catch. His radius is all over the place. He's just a fantastic overall tight end. So overall, I liked what I saw on the offensive side. We ran the ball well. We passed the ball well. Defensively, Rasul Douglas played well. Overall, nobody did terrible. So that's what I like to see. It gives us momentum. It gives us hope. And it gives us some unity as a Philadelphia fan base going into Dallas next Sunday, where we're going to have fire in our eyes. And we have the ability to take first place in the division if we win, because we'll be tied with the Dallas Cowboys, both being at 7-6 if we win. However, we will have a better divisional record, which will put us in first. And we need that win, considering the fact that right after we play Dallas, we have to play Los Angeles, who has already clinched their division. And it's just like, come on, man. They already clinched their division? What are we supposed to do? They're such a good football team, but if we can just keep the momentum going, I think we have a shot. Overall, game was great. I'm so happy we won, and I just really hope we can win next week, because I want to make the playoffs so bad. I don't want to go from winning the Super Bowl to not making the playoffs. So that's the recap of the game. Now I want to talk a little bit more about Kareem Hunt, because that was one of the hot stories over the weekend. A video released, a TMZ video, from a hotel back in February, of Kareem Hunt reportedly hitting and kicking a woman. And after watching the video, I have to side with Kareem. I saw the video. He was not physically abusive towards her. He was angry. She was calling him the N-word. She was doing things that he did not like. He was hitting his girlfriend. She was acting a fool. Which, keep in mind, she was a 19-year-old girl, so she shouldn't even have been allowed in the club that they were in. So, that's the club's fault. She had alcohol in her, just like they did, but she was doing some reckless things, and he retaliated. He ended up pushing someone into her, and she fell. So, he never directly hit her until he tapped her with his foot. I watched the video, I replayed that part so many times to try to see where people are getting this whole notion of he kicked her. He tapped her with his foot, man. I've seen my little brother, who was like 5, get kicked harder than that. And it's like, while I don't believe he acted correctly, it just sucks to see the fact that you know, he's going to be the one getting punished for this. He loses his job and she's not going to get anything out of it. Like, you know, she's not going to get anything out of it. We're not stupid. This is the country we live in. I'm not going to get too political because this is a sports podcast, but I just really hope his career isn't over. And he, luckily, he finished his waiver claims yesterday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So as of yesterday at 4, he is able to be picked up by any team. However, he's still on the commissioner's exempt list. So even if he does get picked up by a team, he won't be able to play. It'll basically be like putting in a reservation for as soon as you're free, come play for us. And I really want the Eagles and Howie Roseman to take into consideration of signing him, because we did it with Michael Vick and that was a PR nightmare. This would be a PR nightmare too, but I think it would be a great fit. Like I said, I love Josh Adams. However, he is not Kareem Hunt. If we had the chance to get Kareem Hunt, I would say get Kareem Hunt. They would be in a phenomenal 1-2 punch. But I just don't think... I just don't think you can pass up on the opportunity to get a Pro Bowler like Kareem Hunt. He is fantastic. He is explosive. He makes plays. And after he did an interview the other day and I watched it, and he just seemed very sincere. He seemed like he really did regret everything that happened that night. And I believe it was the perfect thing for the Chiefs to do, to cut him, because he did lie to them. However, he should not be jobless. I think there should be a team that picks him up, even if it's not the Eagles. I would love to see him back in the league. Overall, I just don't think this is the same situation as Ray Rice. I think it was understandable that Ray Rice didn't get re-signed by anyone, but I think Kareem Hunt deserves another shot. And I think Howie Roseman needs to take it into consideration. However, there has been a report saying we're not interested, and I genuinely hope that changes. But if it doesn't, I understand. I just want to see the man back in the league. He was really fun to watch, and I hope he learned his lesson, and I hope he doesn't do anything like this again. I'm not condoning hitting women, but women, if you're listening out there, you need to learn. You're not invincible. You're a human being. If you do something wrong, you might get hit for it. It's just frustrating that you could be getting punched and kicked and stabbed or threatened to get shot by a woman, and the second you lay a hand on her, you're the one at fault. I think that needs to change. However, I don't agree with what he did, but I think he deserves a second shot. So that's been episode 6. Hopefully we'll get back on a normal schedule. It's just finals week has been crazy. You know, everything coming up, final projects, final exams and whatnot. But break is coming up soon. So I will definitely be back on a normal schedule within the next 2 weeks. I'll try to be back here for a pregame of the Philadelphia Eagles-Dallas Cowboys game that's happening Sunday night. But if not, I will absolutely be here for the postgame. I hope you guys enjoyed. And always remember, have fun, stay safe, go Eagles. Bye, guys.